There's about 12 weeks to go before Americans vote in the next presidential race. And after appearing together for the first time as running mates, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are off and running. This is Lisa Berry, and one of her fellow U.S. senators is Michigan U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome.
Well, it's great to be with you, and it's a very exciting time.
I was going to ask you, let's start with your reaction to the selection of Kamala Harris as Joe Biden's running mate.
Well, it's very exciting. Kamala is a good friend of mine. We've worked together in many different ways, and I kind of feel in Michigan this is a twofer for us because we get to keep our great governor and have this amazing woman as a vice presidential candidate. And in addition to all of the ways that this makes history, the truth is she's smart and capable and tough and really a wonderful person.
I saw you tweet that she came to Michigan to campaign for you in the past. You worked with her in the U.S. Senate. Can you share a personal memory or an insight with us about Kamala Harris?
Well, there are a lot of them. I mean, when she was in Michigan a couple of years ago with me, not only was it great to see how she can electrify a room and people were so excited to be around her, but she's just a lot of fun. I mean, we had the Contours who were some of our original Motown folks that were with us and played, and boy, she was great on the dance floor too. So she was great. And on a more serious point, the very first meeting that we were in together talking about our agenda as Senate Democrats, she talked about what she calls her 3 a.m. agenda. And it was very powerful talking about what keeps moms and dads up at night, what wakes them up in terms of health care and concerned about their children and making sure they've got a good job so they can care for their family. And, you know, this was not in the middle of a presidential campaign. It was long before that. So she'll be great for us in Michigan.
I think that's what Joe Biden said, that they're campaigning for the soul of America.
There's no question. I mean, we've never had, I think, a more important time in our country. Seriously, there's never been a more important time. And, we need together to take a collective deep breath and stop the chaos and craziness and focus on the positive things and respecting each other, recognizing differences, but understanding that we have to work together to move the country forward. The division that's been happening over and over and over again is very destructive. And on top of everything, we have to have someone that can get this pandemic under control so our families are safe, we can open the schools safely, we can open the economy safely. And that involves somebody who's going to be able to step up, put together a national plan, make sure we have the materials and the testing we need. And it is going to believe that it's better to solve the problem than just find a way to divide people for some short-term political gain. So there's a lot at stake in this election.
Speaking of divide, how contentious of a campaign do you think it's going to be between now and November? We've already been hearing words like nasty and mad and whining.
I think it's going to be incredibly difficult 80-some days, and our current president is looking for any way to divide people, inflame racial differences. And he's taking a direct attack at trying to slow down the mail, which not only is going to affect people being able to vote, I hope folks that vote absentee will vote early or drop their vote off, their ballot off in person at a drop box, because this president is looking at any way to create chaos, slow things down, find some way that he can win other than just straight up making the case that he deserves to be reelected.
We're talking to Michigan U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, and you have been a political leader in Michigan for a long time. I think many people think of you as a strong woman, and I think we're going to be hearing that term a lot in this campaign. What does that mean to you, and how can we make that more of a positive distinction?
Well, I think being a strong woman is very positive, and I think people in Michigan, certainly in 2018, looked at the candidates for governor and Secretary of State, Attorney General in my race as well, and voted for who they thought was the best person. And, you know, this is, I'm so looking forward to getting beyond just having it be a gender debate and having it be focused on people's qualifications, what they can bring to the job, what they've gotten done. I mean, that's what it's all about. People in Michigan, I think, have been way ahead in that. And the truth of the matter is, I think if people in Michigan, again, will make decisions what's best for their own family, what's best for our state, for our country. And I'm excited about the election.
You think it's fair to call a woman overly ambitious? That's another term.
I think that's very funny. I think that we have, first of all, if you're not ambitious, you would never step out to run for office, particularly President of the United States. I can't remember a man ever being called overly ambitious. So let's just admit that when you run for office, you're ambitious, just like when you work really hard and you want to aim for the CEO of the company or the president of the university or whatever else you want to do or start your own business. I hope you're ambitious. I mean, that's how people become successful. And hopefully we're going to get beyond all this stuff.
Whether you're a man or a woman.
No question about it. I mean, this is ambition is a good thing if it's coupled with, frankly, caring for other people. So it's not just ambition for yourself. That's not the same thing as being selfish. Ambition is not the same thing as being selfish and greedy. Ambition coupled with respect for other people and understanding of how we can all move forward together, the importance of opportunity for everybody to have a fair shot. There's a lot of things that we need to actually rebuild in the United States. I love Joe Biden's tagline, Build Back Better, because I really see Michigan all over that. We're the ones that build. We're the ones that grow. We're the ones that create technology and manufacture things. And so Michigan is going to really benefit from this new leadership.
Will you be doing much campaigning or involved much in the campaign in the next few weeks?
I have and I will. And the question is whether any of it's in person or it's all virtual. But, I care very deeply about Michigan, about all of us. My whole family's here. It starts by making sure that we are safe and get our arms around this pandemic and have somebody in charge who knows how to do that. And we'll focus on the medical science and make sure our children can get back to school safely, reopen the economy safely, and that basically we're going to be able to take a deep breath and stop the chaos. I think it's time to do that.
Michigan U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Great to talk to you. Take care.